Oh, well, I guess we can talk about this on the intro because it's not going to be that important. But so I was thinking about it, right? I had kind of a rough week. Well, at least the beginning of the week was a little rough. My birthday was Monday, so that was dope.
Oh, dude. Fucking happy birthday, man.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, dude, shit, I forgot, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, let me
get a hug. Oh, all right. Hug? All right.
On camera, bro.
Hug on camera. Appreciate it, man.
Patreon,
right? Yeah, for Patreon.
Which no one pays for.
But... I thought you were giving me dabs.
Nah,
like,
bro.
I'll
give you a hug. I'll give you a hug, bro. Happy
nah,
birthday.
Thank
you're 26.
You 26.
Old piece of shit.
Big 26.
I'm going to say it again on the actual pod.
Nice. Thank you. I got sick as fuck the day after.
Oh. What'd you eat? Bad pussy?
Pretty much, yeah. Someone brought in some wicked fire dip for work, but
buffalo dip?
No, it was a sausage, some cheese, and something else. But it was kind of like
good.
Buffalo dip. It was so fucking good.
That sounds good already. Spicy?
Devoured it. It was spicy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then they had homemade salsa. Devoured the whole thing. Salsa was even spicy. Then I had a bunch of like teriyaki chicken. Had some ice cream cake at my folks' house.
Sounds like a lot of liquids.
A lot of
liquid.
Weird shit. So
yeah, not very solid.
I have IBS, irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's a learning curve of you know of what you can and can't eat and what you can and can't mix together. So I can't eat all that shit mixed together. I don't know what something in there really fucked me up. So I was out Tuesday. Work's been busy as fuck. I was just fucking I was feeling depressed in the beginning of the week. Following the beginning of the week, though, we didn't pod last Saturday.
Right.
So I had this thought like, do I want to – do we want to keep potting as frequently as we do? Like a thought crossed my head like, okay, we didn't pod. I didn't put any disclaimer out there. We no call, no showed the podcast essentially. Me and you knew ahead of time we weren't going to pod, but I didn't put it out there. So like the public didn't know.
Okay.
And then no one said anything. No one hit me up. No one gave a shit. So my thought was like, we kind of don't have to do this every week. Like, we can just pod when we feel like it, dude. I mean, we're not – we don't have the fan base yet. Maybe if it grows more, it can be more official. But I don't – I almost wanted to ask you. Like, we don't have to do this on a weekly basis.
We don't have to. Are you saying that you don't want to?
No, I mean, I like podding. I like doing this.
Me too.
This is enjoyable to me.
I agree.
But I think the depression in the beginning of the week kind of settled that thought to me.
Definitely.
And I don't know. By the time today came, I was like, fuck yeah, I want to pod. I'm excited. It's been dope.
Me too.
I want to talk. I want to fucking chill. And yeah, no, I love doing this. But I was like, yeah, it don't really matter that much.
It's definitely not that deep. But yeah. Like, that's something that like, I feel we definitely both knew.
Yeah.
From the get.
Of course.
I mean,
yeah.
If you – all right, this is the way I see it.
Right.
If I had the choice to do nothing and do something, 9 times out of 10, I want to do the nothing.
Yes.
Like, I really do. Like, yeah. That's fucked up, but I'd rather stay at home in bed and just chill out and smoke weed and hang out. But realistically, how productive is that? How much discipline do I have? Is that helping me? And I've said this before, but I really do like the fact that we come out here and do this,
right.
You know, once a week.
Right.
It doesn't take that much. We do it in the mornings. It's like out of the way. There's usually nothing else going on right now. If it weren't for this, I'd be sleeping in. I don't know what you'd be doing.
Well, no, I'm always...
I'd be jerking off right now.
Yeah, I could actually very well be jerking off right now. Yeah,
literally. You know what I mean? So,
latest I'm up is 7:30, 8 a.m. every day, so it don't matter.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Latest I'm up is like 10. The other day, I woke up at 11, bro.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
But seriously, I mean, I think it's a
– yeah.
It brings up my spirits.
Yeah.
But no. It's totally up to you. If you want to take more breaks, we don't.
No, I mean, I 100% want to keep doing this and I will continue doing this. Even if you, for some reason, didn't want a pod anymore, I'd just be like, all right, who else wants to co-host? I'd keep going.
Yeah, I'm sure
but
you would.
It's to a point where if some shit comes up, we're just not going to pod.
No biggie.
Week. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not going to be the end of the world. And I didn't want to start on like a serious note, but it's how I was feeling the beginning of the week, you know? I was like, damn, I felt really down. And a lot of it was work. A lot of it's just this time of the year and fucking, you know, bullshit in life, all that shit.
I agree, man. But I've said this over and over. All it takes is that one moment that's like really funny.
Right.
And then the right person hears it and shares it. And it's a wrap. You know, then we got extra 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 listeners. And
facts.
And then it just snowballs from there. We haven't hit that point yet.
Yeah.
We may never will.
So I have this
who knows?
Girl.
Okay, you go.
Sorry. Well,
I was going to say, if you knew the number,
right,
the episode number that it, like, you had to hit that many episodes in order for you to hit 10,000 subscribers.
Okay.
You'd probably be way more motivated. You'd be like, if I knew I had to make it to episode 147 in order to see any kind of return in this podcast,
yeah,
I would pump them out every week until 147. And then I keep on pumping them out. But we just don't know. So it's all just very
arbitrary. Very good point. You know, I agree with that. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've been getting some feedback. So this girl that listens to my music, I think her name is Evangeline. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's E-V-A-N and then Jeline.
Evangeline,
right?
Sounds right. Yep.
So she's been hitting me up about my music and shit. And she was talking to me about the pod. And she's like, I don't know what it is about you guys, but she said it, she thinks it's the age thing. All the podcasts that she listens to, they're in their late 30s, 40s, 50s. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we're young as fuck. We think like them. We talk like them. You know what I mean? Like, it's hearing it from her own friend's perspective type of thing. Mm. And I thought that was nice hearing that from someone our age. You know?
That is really nice. I agree.
Yeah, I don't know. She loves the pod. She loves the serious shit. She loves the funny shit. She really likes your rants. She loves
the rants.
Yes.
When I go off on something stupid, bro, and I'm like, cut that out.
Well, I don't know.
Cut that shit out,
dude. Her specific example was like when when you like start to get a little angry at something, but you're not obviously mad, but you put emotion in it. You put passion in it. So she's like,
God damn.
Yeah. When you start getting like riled up, she's like, oh, I'm tuned in. Like, here we go. Like, I was like, ah, word.
That's good feedback.
Yeah.
Sure. That's awesome.
We should start this. I think I got to cut the first few minutes out because of that mic check shit.
Yeah,
anyways,
we're just yelling in the mic.
Right.
All right, let's run it.
Yeah. Yo, Black, it's time. Word. It's time. It's time, man. All right. Begin. Yeah. Straight out the fucking dungeons of rap. Where fake niggas don't make it back. I don't know how to start this. Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition. A pain, I'm like Scarface sniffing.
Ooh, West Coast always has.
I'm glad you said it with Nas. Can I go on a Nas rant? Can I go on a quick music rant, bro?
Fucking loose.
All right.
We have a lot of music shit. We got a lot of movie shit. We got a lot of shit to talk about.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Send it. Can we do an intro before I rant?
We should start with an intro this
week. Welcome back to the Brutal Fucking This is episode 71. If we have one listener, then we have 71 views. And thank you for that. That was a great breakdown.
I like how you did that. That was
and
funny.
It's appreciated. Yes. Thanks for tuning in one more week. We skipped last week. Some shit went down.
Yeah.
But we're back. Back and better than ever. I haven't nutted since then. So I'm all riled up.
What's the longest time you've ever not nutted? Well, hold on.
Ooh.
I'm Brute. This is Splitch. 603-922-4074. Wednesday mornings. Let's fucking get it.
Amen. I think I tried the No Nut November thing a couple years ago, but like closer to when I was like before I had a girlfriend, so like 19.
Right.
I tried it because my friend was like, you should give it a shot. And I did it for like a week. And I mean, I just blue balled myself. That's really all it was. Because, you know, I'm thinking about November, so, like, because I'm thinking about it, I'm seeing a lot more, you know, nudity in my face.
Okay.
Thinking about it a lot more.
So dream about it and shit.
Yeah. So I remember that nut was, like, was a healthy 20-year-old boy nut, you know? That shit belonged on Pornhub.
That's hilarious.
How about you, bro?
Honestly, it hasn't been longer than, like, a fucking week or two, and it's been because of hospitalization.
Amen, bro.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. When you like get hot, when you get hurt, injured,
yeah,
you just, it's not that you can't not, you just don't want to.
Exactly. You're in too much pain. You're thinking about too much other shit that like it doesn't even cross your mind. And then again, when you do nut, it's like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like a cannon blast. You're just like, you make a mess.
A cannon blast.
Yeah, you make a mess. It's like someone sprayed a super soaker. It's fucking gross.
Nasty.
All right, so let me go back on my music rant. So Nas.
Yep.
All right. The world is yours. The world is yours. Dun, dun, dun. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
So I was listening to some Nas earlier this week, and I got really interested in the piano riffs, and I got really interested in the samples. And I was like, man, he just uses the right part. So I looked up that particular track sample, and it's written by Ahmad Jamal, specifically the Ahmad Jamal Trio, which Ahmad Jamal is the pianist, and then he has a, I believe, a bassist and a drummer.
Okay.
Or maybe a saxophone. I'm not sure. I don't remember. Or a violin. I don't know. But they are a trio that put out this outrageous album in the 1970s, and it's all just jazz, and it's fucking amazing, dude. And I was listening to the song. The name of the song that Nas sampled for that track is I Love Music, and it is the riff. It is the riff from The World Is Yours, but he plays it a different way every single time. So if you listen to the song, Ahmad Jamal plays it differently, multiple variations, and he doesn't repeat it any two times. It's unique every single time he repeats that riff.
Okay.
And it is fucking incredible. It gives me goosebumps. I can't really describe it better than that.
Well, to elaborate for people who might not be into music and music theory, so he it's the same set of notes but played in different patterns every
time. Exactly. Okay. And it's different patterns, but if you listen to every time, so he goes like, I believe it's a 7/8 scale.
Okay.
And every time he goes through two of those, like 8/8,
right,
it repeats, but in a completely different way. Oh, you're looking up Ahmad Jamal, bro.
Is this the spelling? Okay.
Dude, this guy's about to be a fucking 100, bro. He was born in the 1930s.
Damn.
He's still alive. He's still touring.
What?
He's still touring, bro.
Ahmad Jamal, 91.
His last album was in 2018, bro. This is an 80-year-old man putting out 90. Amazing jazz music. Well, he was 80 when he put out.
Right.
His latest album was Butterfly in 2018, and it is a piece of art, bro. And I just listen to it, and this guy gives me chills, and he just sings to my soul.
Damn.
And it is amazing, bro.
For 6 decades, he has been one of the most successful small group leaders in jazz, but it sounds like he's a producer as well. It doesn't sound like he's on just specific.
Oh,
like,
I'm going to sing you that track because I know you're going to appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
The part that Nas samples in that song, The World Is Yours. Whose world is this? I wish I could play
yours,
that one.
The world is yours.
Whatever. People know what it is. But that part that he uses is in the middle of the song, and it's the smallest, most lowest part of the song. It's like he used the lull, and then the rest of the song is so high. I'm just like, oh, so artistic.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Nas is amazing for using it.
I was going to say.
Ahmad Jamal is amazing for making it. It's so much appreciation.
Yeah. Did you hear his new album that came out this year, King's Disease 2?
Nas?
Yeah.
I've heard bits and pieces. I didn't listen to any of Nas's new music since he put out the last one.
Yeah. So I wasn't a big fan of the project before this one, which I don't remember exactly the name of it.
It wasn't bad. It was good. It was Nasir.
It was, yes.
Nasir was directed by Kanye West and DJ Khaled.
Yeah. And I hold him to an extremely high standard. That's what I mean when I say that. So I compare all of his albums to, like, not Illmatic, obviously, but
Illmatic was too good.
Monumental. You know what I mean? So
it was
perfect
for the time.
Exactly. I think he has to have a very high standard in my book. I thought Nasir was good. I did, but I just King's Disease 2 is great, dude. I've listened to it again recently, and he has a few tracks with Lauryn Hill.
Okay. Oh,
still
I like
fucking
that.
Kicking it, dude. I can't believe she's still fucking singing, performing.
I'm surprised you don't like Nasir. I played Nasir quite a bit.
Really?
Big fan of it.
I was a fan of a few songs, but I didn't go back and listen to it that much.
It's artistic.
Yeah.
Cop Shot the Kid, Adam and Eve.
Right.
Bonjour.
It's stuff that I've heard him do before. So I wasn't really, it didn't really like wow me that much. Maybe I should listen to it.
Well, I feel like that's probably the thing though, is that the state of music right now, the state of rap or just music in general, is completely different.
It is.
Than what it used to be. And Nasir for the most part, I mean, it has the same classic sound that he has naturally, and it's good and I like it, but I can see how, you know, it's a little out of place. All right, what else we got? Let's move
on. Okay, we'll go on music shit because we're on music now, but I'm gonna do a quick turn to the left. Back in music.
Hit me with it.
Mr. Baldwin shot someone, right? We're all aware.
Alec Baldwin. Yeah.
I saw an article yesterday that he's hurting himself over it.
I can imagine.
And when I read into it, it meant literally hurting himself. Like,
okay.
I think physically and mentally, like, he's abusing substances and shit like that.
Yeah, he killed somebody.
Yeah.
He killed somebody.
Pretty drastic.
He is an anti-gun activist
and
that killed somebody by accident.
Yeah. And I'm still on the fact that that's a conspiracy theory. I'm not conspiracy theory.
Mm.
It was set up, basically.
It wasn't. I know why. We could talk about it.
Okay, what was it?
Okay, so the producer or the one of the big shots at the, you know, the agency has a daughter, and his daughter is super inexperienced and has no experience and doesn't really train in these things, but he hired her to be the props master.
Oh, shit.
And be in charge of all the props. This is her second movie ever. Her first movie, she had issues with the prop guns. I think they had real live rounds on set and they weren't supposed to, and she got in trouble for that. And then the second time, they had real live rounds on set and she was just in charge of it, handed them the gum. It's her fault. She wasn't supposed to be in that position. She was in that position because of daddy, and she made a grand – and she should go to jail. I think she should – she should really – this is –
well, she's going to get charged with manslaughter, definitely.
I think I think she should be charged.
Yeah, she should be.
And
yeah.
And it's only because this – she didn't understand the gravity of her actions.
No,
and that's arguably worse.
Well, I mean, if you're in that position, to get to that position, you need to master things. You need to know for a fact there will never, ever be a live round on set. You need to know that confirmed. Like, there's no reason that shouldn't have been known. So,
well, on Reddit, I was reading a bunch of people's experiences, like people that have played in movies before.
Yeah.
And they were saying that anytime you're in theater, you're in a movie, and they use prop guns, one of the big things they do is they take out the clip, they clear it, make sure it's all blanks,
right,
and then they hand it directly to the actor, and then the actor directly back to them.
Right.
That's what the prop master does.
Yeah.
This young girl that didn't know what she was doing, the director should also be in trouble. Like,
oh, yeah, that whole team kind of should be.
It should, and really, I feel bad because that movie's scrapped now.
Yeah.
Gone. Millions
Safe
of dollars.
Safe to say that young woman still had to get the rust off. Is it too early to make a joke like that?
What do you mean, the rust off the gun?
The movie was called Rust.
Oof.
That was a rough joke.
That was a very rough
How
joke.
Early can you make jokes on situations like this?
Immediately.
I know comedians have already done it. Mark Norman's already fired a few off.
Really?
I think Bill Kreischer fired one off.
Burt Kreisler?
Yes. Brute Kreisler. Yeah.
Bruce Grishinger.
Yeah. No, very dark. I hope the whole team pays for all the services. It's never going to make the family feel any better. But
ever.
Honestly, it's the least they could do. So... yeah, let's veer back into music a little bit.
Oh, we're done?
We'll stay on a funny tangent.
Oh, we're done?
So, yeah, unless you want to...
Well, people are treating Alec Baldwin... like, I've seen these shirts of, like, Alec Baldwin has killed more people than gun reform has, or some shit like that. And it's like, that's not appropriate.
Not a tasteful
Like, that's
joke.
Not cool. I don't understand how right-wing... or not. I shouldn't even say right-wing. I don't understand how people that are on the opposite side of the fence can take this and make memes, but this isn't funny. This is a guy that is – he might kill himself.
Like, I was going to say, it's very, very traumatizing for him. I feel like when people are going to make jokes at it, let the comedians do it. You know what I mean? Let someone who's a professional do it.
Do you know about Steven Crowder?
I've heard of it,
What
yes.
a piece of shit that
yeah,
guy is.
Yeah, I'm hearing more and more every single day people are talking
Such
about
Such a piece of shit. And he's been the one saying stuff like this.
Yeah.
He's a political nut on YouTube and on everything right now. And he's just such a piece. And I will leave it there because there's no reason to go down political road.
I saw a bunch of people posting shirts. Guns don't kill people. Alec Baldwin does.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Really harsh shit.
Not appropriate, bro.
dude. I mean, dude, this is the world that nothing will stop this. This is going to happen on every single occasion. It could have been a child that died and everyone would still be doing this. Everyone would still be making these jokes. It's fucked up, but...
I'm all the one for a really fucked up joke. I like dark jokes. I feel you.
Yeah.
But the problem is that they're not doing this just for humor's sake. They're doing it because they want to like make a point.
Yeah. Exactly.
They want to make a point about
It's about guns now. It's politicized.
It's politicized. Yeah. And it's not. This was a mistake.
So that's why I thought about that joke that I just made. So I was like, okay, it's targeting the girl. Oh. And it's involving the name of the movie. I thought it was tasteful, but I wouldn't put that online. I'm going to put it on this because this is kind of what the podcast does.
Yeah, it's tasteful. It just wasn't that good.
It wasn't that good, yeah.
But it's tasteful.
But you know what I mean? Like, I didn't go like, oh, like... Alec Baldwin got to work on his aim. That's tasteless. You know what I mean?
That is tasteless.
It's tasteless. And it's, again, tasteless. You're targeting Baldwin. It's not, again, yeah. So.
That's tragic.
Let's take a hard right back to the music.
Oh, back to music?
I saw, and I don't know how true this is, but we have to make fun of it.
Okay.
The CEO of the LGBTQ+ community
that
forgave DaBaby.
That's not really a
Is it Lil Baby?
Oh. a title, but okay.
It's not a title, but it's what the article says.
Okay. Already the article doesn't start strong. But
doesn't
okay.
start strong. So Joe Budden's podcast heard this shit and ripped it a fucking part. So I don't know how true it is. It could have just been clickbait shit, but the for LGBTQ sure. community forgave DaBaby when they didn't. He just spoke to one specific person that was in that community and they allowed him to tour again.
What do you mean allowed?
So all the tours and shit canceled his – all like the events and venues, they canceled DaBaby's tour because of those remarks. And this CEO of the of that community said, oh, well, I spoke with him and I believe him. He's down to earth, so he's good now. And then all the venues are letting it happen now. So translation, he paid that bitch 500 grand or something and now he can tour again. Selling out. Sorry. Yeah. I know we hate this term. I know you don't like that term, but this is backwards, fucked up shit, and I don't support DaBaby in this at all. I think it's fucked up
why?
Doing this.
Well, who cares?
You're paying off a community to perform at venues.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to censor you.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah, but he...
Play music at other venues. Listen, they can go fuck themselves.
He got a family, though, bro. He got families to feed. He's, he got money
he's
to
He's a millionaire.
Put.
He has well more than enough
I
money.
Don't know. I agree and disagree. I think that, you know, if that's the game that he is playing and he did pay someone off, then I mean, is it bitch-made shit? 100%.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. 100%.
I'm but glad at the you same agree time, with that.
Yeah, 100%. But, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. And I'm a really, you know, avid – I'm a stickler to this. Listen, if you got to pay somebody, if you're going to eat an ass, a dirty asshole to perform at venues, eat that dirty ass with a smile on your face.
Yeah. I don't know. Someone
if you
got to
eat a frog every morning, eat that frog. You know what I mean?
I just think someone of his level, dude, you don't need to do that. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, he does. He's not that big.
Yeah, he is, dude.
No, really, bro.
He's got over a million monthly listeners on every single streaming platform.
The baby's a flavor of the month, man. I think he's going to come and go like a million other people do,
dude.
Truthfully.
He has hit records on the radio. What do you mean?
He
sold millions of records. He's
I like his
he
features. I
shit.
Like his features. I don't like his music.
I don't either. I think his music.
I'm not, and not necessarily a rag on him. I'm just not into that really hard trap.
I'm not either. I actually am not a fan of most of the people with that style of music.
It's just not. I'm not 20 anymore.
Exactly, dude.
I'm not
I have
19.
To be drunk in a club with everyone bouncing.
Angry. Angry, bro.
In order for me to be like,
you know,
all right,
I
got to
be
mean
mugging. Like,
yeah.
You right. know what I mean? Like, we're going to hit a lick. That's when I bumped DaBaby.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm sitting in my bathtub with candles and doing, and doing a face mask. You know, I'm not going to listen to DaBaby.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Who would you listen to in that scenario?
Oh, I'll tell you who I've been listening to. Who I have been listening to, and you're not going to understand this at all. I've been listening to a lot of Korean R&B. And Korean meaning it's in Korean. I don't know half the lyrics.
I fuck with some K-pop shit, dude.
K-pop I've been getting more into lately, and just because a lot of my friends are into it and I want to get it more, and it's a really big thing right now.
Yeah. Well, I just heard some catchy shit on
fucking K-pop can be super catchy.
Yeah.
But I've been listening to a lot of Korean R&B. It's fucking really good. I'll send some to you later.
Okay.
Really catchy, really smooth. A lot of jazz. I've been very artistic. A lot of poetry lately.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, just to get off of that subject, I don't know how true any of that is. Obviously, I was just speaking out of passion. If that shit is true and he paid someone off to perform at those communities because that culture tried to cancel him, I think that's whack as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I didn't enjoy your music before, but now I'm just not going to support you. If it is true, if it isn't true, I take back everything I said.
That's okay. Yeah. If that's what you stand for, you got to stand for what you stand for, you know?
You know, yeah. Mm-hmm. I got morals. I got principles, and that shit sounded whack as fuck to me, so.
Mm. Yeah, I put my grandfather in the ground.
Yeah, that's a hard fucking transition. Jesus Christ.
I put him there.
Yeah.
I helped.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
How'd he pass?
He died.
Okay.
He died.
Old age?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No, I'm just joking. No, but for real, my grandfather did pass over this last week. I don't want to say not a huge deal. You know, Alzheimer's.
Not a good start.
Yeah. I know, right? But like, he had Alzheimer's, so I never got to know him. I think the one, yeah, I never ever got to know him.
Oh, you weren't really that like close to him.
No.
Okay.
He was always kind of gone.
That's a little, that's a little different.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
My brain, then.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But like the earliest memory that I have of him is him like preaching at the church. But apart from that, I mean, I'm not saying he was super nice to me. He was always like, you know, very respectful and like, hey, happy to see you. But he never told me stories about his childhood. He never gave me advice or lessons.
Yeah.
He never added anything to my life. He was just a nice man along the way.
Yeah.
And, you know, putting him in the ground, I felt a mix of things. And I felt a lot of nothing. A lot of nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do, actually. Yes.
You want to be buried? That shit's kind of fucking weird.
I want to be buried without a casket. I want to be buried just in the ground.
Dude, a casket? Why would I want to? You're buried in a nice suit. In a nice casket, the casket doesn't breathe.
Yeah.
I think it does to an extent because it can't have it explode underground. The gases will build up and shit.
Yeah, there's like very, very little cracks and shit. It's not.
But what I mean to say is like you decompose in this and like.
In the casket. It's disgusting.
If you open it up, it's just like goo.
Yeah. Maggots, deformed, not even flesh, like the bones will have fungi and shit on them. It's going to be...
You decompose into cloth. Like, yes. Oh, I don't want to do
exactly,
that.
Yeah.
That's not natural. You're not
going to the earth, right?
Yeah, you're not giving yourself back to the earth. You're that's awful.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm there with you. I don't want to get buried in a casket.
As we speak, my grandfather is rotting in the ground right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I...
Actually, so is a lot of my grandparents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... It is just so strange, man.
It's very, yeah.
Also, dude, funeral homes are lucrative. That's all I could think about. I'm like, these motherfuckers are making cash. $13,000.
Yeah.
For a couple hours over 2 days.
So this is controversial.
$13,000.
Yeah. Do you want to go in on funeral homes right now?
I want to open up a funeral home.
For the business? For the
yes.
Business? I'd only open a funeral home to launder money, dude. I'd do that as a.
You don't even need to launder. You're making bank, bro. People die all the time. Bro, let's open up a funeral home.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, but yeah, when you do that, you're in charge of like, you can like cremate bodies and like you have to like put them in suits and shit. The people in the funeral homes do that.
I mean, you hire a mortician. I'm not going to be doing that.
Okay, good point. You could hire a separate mortician.
Yeah. But
you're just on the business side of it.
Seriously, I was talking to my cousin. He's 10 years older than me. I'm like, dude, these people are raking in cash. He's like, I know. I'm like, you want to open something like this?
Yeah.
He's like, I'll be down.
I don't know.
Dude, I would open up a fucking, what would we call it? We'd call it Last Stop. No, we call it.
No, it's good.
No. It's not good. It's not good. We'll call it Rip in Peace. No, that's not good. Rip in Peace? No, it's kind of meta.
Rest in Pieces? That's just dark.
That's dark.
Yeah, that's just dark.
Let's call it, There Is No Heaven.
Okay. No, yeah, you went further.
Opposite? Oh, shit. Yeah. Fuck. I always do that, bro. Let's call it...
What is a good name for a funeral home that's kind of like satirical?
How about...
Damn, I can't think of anything that's like catchy, you know?
Yeah.
Dingleberries. No.
Death and Dingleberries. I don't dislike that one. I actually kind of like it.
Yeah.
Tears in Black. No. That's just.
Dude, the final
that's just on the nose.
Was a pretty good one. I'm not going to lie.
Final, but that's real.
It is.
I don't want it to be real.
You don't want it to be.
I want it to be, you know, detached. Like,
What about The Next Stop?
Okay.
You
okay.
Know, that doesn't. It doesn't finalize it. It doesn't say it's real. It's definitive. It's, yeah. It's, there's something else. Possibly. Maybe.
How about Death Depot? Or we call it
Death Depot's good.
Death Depot. I like
Death Depot's good. I like that.
I like Death Depot.
All right. What are you charging? Because okay, so the casket my grandfather got, pretty nice casket, was $8,000.
Just for the casket?
Just for the casket.
Fuck
and
you.
They said it was the cheapest one they have. And dude, I fucking hate funeral homes and this might stir some emotions, but I fucking hate that religious bullshit that's 100%. Associated with it.
100%.
You stand up there and they're like, yes, and we're going to come and speak together and the Holy Spirit's of this like family and he's thankful we're all here. It's like, shut the fuck up. Let us bury this man. Let us talk. You're not fucking needed
well,
here.
Well, why did the funeral home guy run it? That's not how it goes usually.
Oh, that's how this one went.
No, that's not how mine went. Ours was, you know, the church ran it. Like the people from the church, the congregation that he was a part of, they came in and they ran the whole thing.
Okay, I guess
the morticians just watched.
In the burying the grave, it was two separate occasions. So I was in the church thing for the first one, but that was still religious as fuck too.
Still for my, yeah, for the second thing too. The people that ran the funeral home, they didn't say anything.
Oh, they were fucking hella talkative in mine, dude. It pissed me off. No, like, I was getting angry.
That would have pissed me off too. Yeah. But like, dude, working in a funeral home, you can't be religious.
Yeah.
You're like jaded as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you probably joke about this shit. Yeah, I just jacked off on this lady's leg before I buried her. I think that was kind of funny. No one's going to know because the second half is closed.
Yeah. That guy's really left a breast pocket, has my nut in it.
Yeah.
The family's going to go up and kneel and just put their hand on it.
Smells like a pool.
Yeah.
Like a swimming pool. That's gross.
Stop here at the Death Depot. And
Death Depot? No, that doesn't work.
It's a catchy, though.
How about it's zingy. How about worms and stuff?
Worms and stuff, okay. I mean,
it's not a fish and tackle shop.
I was gonna say people. It's like, not a fishing fish shop.
Yeah. It's like, oh, dude, fuck. It's like we'll put it right on the beach.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, fuck yeah, I can get, and like they walk in with their fishing gear and a fishing rod.
Yeah.
And everyone's in suits and in black.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. You know, actually, this is a random tangent, but I don't know why this made me think of this. One of my coworkers, her ex-husband's brother, some weird relationship to her. Was a very, very large man, had diabetes. He sat in one spot in a couch his entire life, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Lived with his mother, never took care of himself, never showered, never did anything. He smelt so bad that people thought there was dead animals in the house,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was either in the bed or on this couch. Only two spots.
And he died.
He died in the bed. 3 days went by and no one knew he was dead.
Because he just smelled that bad.
Because he smelled that bad all the time. Imagine smelling like a rotting corpse before you are a rotting corpse.
Imagine imagine life being the only thing that you'll experience in this infinite nothingness, and you waste it.
Yeah.
And you die on the couch.
How are people happy doing that?
They're not, which is the whole point. And that's like the whole – dude – waking up every day is literally everything you're ever going to have ever, and it doesn't last forever, and it's going to be gone at some point. So motherfucker, I get it, bro. I get being depressed over that shit. That shit is stressful. I get it. But don't – listen, man. If you're in that situation, get yourself out of it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Well, I hear a lot of –
message the podcast. Let us know.
Yeah, right.
Let's do it.
Are you 600 pounds?
We will rip you another one, but yeah. We will be there to support you.
100%.
I guarantee.
I would think that those people in that position would want to fight to make their life better. But for this specific guy's scenario, he didn't want to do anything. He didn't want to get up and go out. He didn't want a grocery store.
Isn't that a mood, though?
He wanted to sit in his basement and have his mom take care of him.
Isn't that a mood, though, to an extent? I feel like I don't. And, dude, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about how I'm practicing more discipline. But, like, dude, how many times have you been like, I don't want to do this shit? Fuck. I'd literally be laying in bed like, I don't want to go to work today.
Okay.
I don't want to go grocery shopping. I was going to say,
it depends what it is. Yeah.
I don't want to do my dishes.
I don't know. I kind of got that out of me, though, to be honest. Like,
you stupid fuck. Are you still wearing Old Navy? You dumb sack of shit. Go to alternativeoriginal.com. What the fuck are you doing?
Hey. Okay. That was it.
I'm wearing fucking.
Is that what you're wearing?
Alternative original, baby. This thing, I feel like I'm in a blanket right now. Like, I feel fucking.
Alternative original, motherfuckers.
Yes. Probably the most comfy winter jacket I've ever worn. Looks comfy. This thing is wild. Got a diesel-ass hood.
Straight from a koala bear.
Mm-hmm. And you can, like, tighten the thing so it's like a...
Tighter
than... Probably gonna have to cut that out. But yeah, it's an ill snowboarding jacket, real-ass material. I'm actually starting to sweat just sitting here. I also got the fucking sweats on. But you can't see that in this. But
the
they're all so
sweat skin.
Yeah, so fucking
cool. Look how fly this fucking guy is. Are you kidding me? Are you waking up in the morning, you're putting on your fucking Baby Gap clothes, and you're telling yourself you're not going to shop at Alternative Original? Look at this fucking guy.
Look
all
at
right?
me.
He's fly as fuck. He's dapper. You want to be
this
that fly?
This is beautiful.
AlternativeOriginal.com, TBV podcast. That's the promo code.
Again, discount code TBV podcast. podcast, you will get 20% off your entire order. It's urban streetwear. They also sell art, other urban accessories as well, and it's all custom made. Alternative original clothing. Back to the episode. This episode is brought to you by Amazon Music. Amazon Music is one of the best exclusive music apps out right now. I actually use that because I have an Android, so I don't have Apple Music or anything, and the YouTube Music is kind of it's hit or miss sometimes. Not all the music's on there. Google Play's kind of hit or miss too, but Amazon Music has everything. You use the code BRUTE and you can get 3 months free now instead of just one. So if you go to getamazonmusic.com/BRUTE, B-R-O-O-T, you can get 3 months free of Amazon Music. Again, that's getamazonmusic.com/BRUTE. Get 3 months free. Back to the episode. And it kind of clicked in my head where like, I got to fucking take care of myself.
Yeah.
I got to fucking do something.
I get that.
So every time like, dude, me and Jake would buy we've eaten dog food before because we didn't have any food for a day or two. It was fucked up.
Did you guys really?
I swear to God, we've eaten canned food multiple at the fairways, dude. We slept on the floor. We didn't have power for a few like we were down there.
Because you couldn't afford power?
Couldn't afford anything. We're fucking
Hold on. You guys really eat dog food?
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Let's talk about that.
It was bomb, dude. I swear to God. It was like spam, dude. So
Oh my god.
Like canned like tuna. We had like sardine, we had tuna,
sardines are good. I like sardines.
And we had like tuna, and then like this canned tuna shit was the same price as the regular tuna shit, but we didn't realize it said like for adult like pit bulls on it and shit like that. Dude, when we had it, we couldn't tell the difference. It tasted exactly the same.
So, oh my God. Okay. So, two youngins.
Yeah.
And y'all like doing your own thing.
16, 17, 18. Yeah.
And you go to the grocery store. And you accidentally buy dog food.
Well, we have like $6, but yeah, yes.
Oh, so you had like no money.
No, we didn't have anything.
And you're like, we got to make this work.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to move beyond the tragicness of that.
No,
and I'm
going to
look at the funny place of this. So yeah. You go to the pet aisle.
Okay.
And you like tuna. It's cheaper than the normal tuna. We don't know why.
It wasn't at a grocery store. It was at like a Big Lots.
Okay.
And it was just in a big bin.
Okay.
So my guess is that.
And what else did you buy? Just a can of tuna?
It was the only thing we could afford was three canned food things.
So a can of tuna, and what else? Or just
can
three
of tuna, sardines, canned beef, something, spam. That's what it was. It was spam, canned spam.
Okay. And you mix it all up.
No, just
you put it in a big bowl and.
We found that half a can can fill each of us a decent amount, so we would split a can for our meals. It sounds really dark when I say it out loud.
Yeah. But, for you.
I guess the point I was originally making was...
Be resourceful. Listen, motherfuckers, if you're... Go buy canned tuna, goddammit.
Yeah, no. I guess the point I was making was I can't... Like, if I don't want to do something, there's a part of me that's like, stop being a bitch. You got to get this done. You got to take care of yourself. Get the fuck up and do it. That's in my body now. You know what I mean?
That's what you got out of it?
It somehow went into that deep.
That's what you got out of it?
It somehow went into that.
I got out. Dog food is resourceful. All right, I'm joking, but seriously, extreme sports, like people that do like extreme, like climbing mountains with no gear, they'll bring dog food. Because it doesn't go bad and you can eat it.
Yeah.
And it's like good for you. You'll survive on dog food.
Yeah.
If you need to. It's really gross.
It is really disgusting.
Especially the hard stuff. One time my dad bought this like canned dog food that had rice, chicken, and like beans. It was like a triple thing. And bro, my dad opened it and I was like serving it to the dogs every day. I'm like, this shit smells good. Like it smells like good, bro.
Oh no.
And I was talking to my dad, like, yo, I'm going to eat this one day.
Right.
He's like, you should. He's like, bro, the other day I got hungry and I ate that. I'm like, for real?
What the fuck?
He's like, yeah, I literally got hungry. I put it on a plate and I put some salt on it and I ate it. I was like, for real? He's like, yeah. So he motherfucker convinced me. He lied. That wasn't true.
Oh.
It was bullshit. He didn't do that shit. He lied, bro. So,
but you tried it, right?
Of course I did. Asshole, dude.
Yeah.
I'm an asshole. I opened up the can, took a fork, put it in my mouth, started chewing. I'm like, this isn't bad. Second spoon, I got like a way bigger spoon.
It's just
it was just a greasy, wet, cold mess.
Yeah.
Bland. Because they don't put salt in dog food. No. They have it smell good because that's the big part. Dogs have amazing sense of smell.
Yeah.
Who cares about their sense of taste?
There's a lot of like sodium and oils in the sodium and shit. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because like they'll put like, I don't want to say a marinade, but it's like a thick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like beef juice.
Yes, exactly.
You know, like fun. Yeah. Yeah. I
know. And the dogs fucking, like you said, they love the smell. They immediately think it's a cooked meal. You
exactly.
Know?
So that's like, exactly what it's all about.
Right. They're like,
so all in all, my biggest takeaway here is dog food is pretty good for you.
Yeah.
And
go buy some dog food.
Go buy some dog food.
Tell us how it is. Let us know in the comments.
Send us your favorite dog food recipe.
Right.
I want to see a chicken pot pie made out of dog food by next week.
Yes.
Serious.
And if you don't send us a video of you eating it, then it's a lie and it's not going on the episode. No, I'm just kidding. I'll still put it out.
Well, hell, I'll still put it out.
Oh, all right. Where do you want to go from here? I have a few different areas.
Hit me with it. What are you? I don't know.
We can do – I have a shit ton of movie bingeable type things with comes with articles, and I have some other weird music tangents. I got some random shit.
Let's move on from music. I feel like we've been on music for like a solid 20 minutes.
Yeah, we did a little bit. We're at 32.
We're at 32. Yeah. Okay.
Did a little bit, but – all right. Well, I'll just do this because it's the most recent thing and it came out literally last night. The movie about the black cowboys that came out on Netflix. I've been seeing a shit ton of ads for it and I already forgot the name and I watched it last night. Jesus Christ.
Was it good?
It was amazing. Idris Black Elba. Cowboys.
Idris Elba. So I knew it was going to be Idris Elba. I knew it was going to be Idris Elba.
I was actually a little upset because...
Don Cheadle, Morgan Freeman. Who else? I'm just making guesses.
Oh, fuck. Not Knuckles. What the fuck?
Knuckles?
Why did that pop up? Jesus Christ. It was the Netflix movie came out last night. It's Cowboys. Why is this
Concrete
not,
Cowboy.
That's not it.
No. Are you
weird
sure?
That that came out like that, but The Harder They Fall, that's what it is. So Netflix dropped The Harder They Fall yesterday, and one first thing I realized where I got a little like agitated almost when I started watching it because it's an amazing black cast,
yeah.
And Idris Elba's not like the main piece of it.
Yeah.
But he's in all the trailers, he's the main, he's the image of the movie.
Because he's the most expensive actor.
Exactly, and Netflix needs to sell it. They're like, oh, we got to get this out there. But it's pretty much based on like the very beginning of the movie, they just put, the events of this story are fictional or exaggerated, these people existed. And they're trying to get the point across where all the movies you see, there's barely any black people. They're like black cowboys didn't exist, you know? So this movie, it's almost an entirely black cast. All of the shit Wild West, but just black characters.
Right.
It was fucking amazing. I love the movie. Highly recommend watching it. It's not what you expect, but people are like, oh, it's kind of like a Django, but with a twist. It's not.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Better... cohesiveness, I think, than Django. I think Django's a pretty hard movie to beat, though. That's like
that movie's amazing.
That movie's incredible.
The movie's really good.
Yeah.
Do you like Westerns?
It depends what it is, you know?
I think Westerns are not that good.
I'm not a whole huge fan of the little hey there, brother. I don't really like that shit, dude. That's like a little too white for me.
It's my dad has a thing for what? Let me tell you, bro. My dad has a thing for Westerns.
It's funny because he's not a fan of white people, so.
Yeah, he's not. Well, he's racist.
Yeah.
Towards everybody. Not
still though.
Literally everybody.
You'd think, you know, Westerns.
I've heard my let's not give an example.
We've talked about it before.
Let's not give an example. Anyways.
An example.
Dude, my dad will watch. Dude, Westerns are so fucking boring. You'll put one on, it'll be 3 hours long. And a straight hour of it will just be them wandering in the desert. Like all you'll see, there'll be 30 minutes of scenes of when they're on the horse and they're just riding.
Yeah.
And no one's saying shit.
Yeah.
And you hear an eagle in the back and they're just riding. And then you see the hay thing fly along in the wind. And they're just riding. And then the shot pans, it's the front shot. And they're all in a line and they're riding. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. They're
they
riding.
They all got
they're
the outfit.
Cool.
They got the
outfit.
Bandanas. And
then different shot from the top.
Yeah,
they
right.
They're riding. They're riding, bro.
Another hawk goes by.
Another hawk. Riding, bro. And then the shot from the back. Horse right. ass. Right. One of them takes a shit. You right. see the shit fall. And they're riding.
Right.
Transition. Scene at night. They're all around the campfire.
Yeah.
Eating dog food.
Right. Like laying on the ground.
Eating canned beans.
Yeah.
Yeah, laying on the ground. Yeah. And they're talking. And they drink because they drink. Cowboys yeah. drink. So one of them gets too drunk. Okay. And next shot, they're walking again. They're yeah, in the desert.
Right. Right. Oh, this time there's a snake. Or
there's a snake.
Or, oh my God.
There's a fucking snake.
Right. Yeah. It's so dramatic and yeah.
Goes fucking nowhere. Nowhere for an hour.
Yeah.
And it's in the middle of every single Western
yeah.
movie. And it's so dumb.
Yeah.
And it's so boring. And it's so whack. And I used to fucking want to kill myself.
Clint Eastwood's always fucking in it.
Clint Eastwood's jacking off, bro, yeah. on his horse. Jacking it, bro.
Right.
Stroking it, bro.
Right.
And they don't even do a close-up shot.
Yeah. You can't even see his dick.
You can't even see the dick.
What's the point?
What's the point
yeah.
if no one nutted?
Why is there always a damsel in distress, too? There's always a bitch that gotta be saved.
And she gotta be raped.
Yeah.
Always.
She's raped.
That's Athena Westerns. There's a damsel.
Right.
She got raped.
Right.
Always.
Yeah.
That, and I hate that shit.
Yeah.
And that's probably why I did. I think I've told you this. I have a problem with rape. I don't like watching it. It bothers me.
I would hope so.
Bad.
Okay.
No, but it's in way too many fucking movies, bro. And I'm getting lit up. I'm getting angry right now,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, here we go.
Because it'll ruin a fucking movie, bro. Yeah. It'll ruin a fucking movie. I'll be watching a Western with my dad that's already ass. I already hate it. And then this bitch got to get raped. And they got to show the scene where they pull the trousers off her pants. And you see ass shot. No pussy. A lot of ass, though.
Yeah,
why right. I got to see this twig's ass? I don't want to see it, bro.
Right, right.
I don't want to see her ass. And then she's going to get – I don't want to.
Yeah.
Why does every Western have to have a softcore porn scene? Why? Why there gotta be porn scenes in the Western? Bro, yeah. I saw this Western with my dad, bro. Bad guy goes to the saloon.
Do you know the name?
Bro, no. Because they suck the ass.
The Bad and the Ugly? Because that's like a 3-hour movie with Clint Eastwood.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
I've seen all of them and okay. I hate them all. But there's just one that my dad watched recently. I
okay.
saw it recently with my dad. Listen, bro. Listen to my... Listen, bro. It's an action movie. Bitch gets raped. It is what it is. The bad guy goes to a saloon. This is like near the end. This is before the final conflict. He goes to a saloon. He meets a prostitute.
Okay.
She starts nibbling on his ear, like foreplay, bro.
Okay.
Licking his neck, nibbling on his ear,
right.
touching his chest for like 2 or 3 minutes straight. Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's fine.
Right, right.
Okay. Second bitch comes over, starts rubbing his dick area.
Okay.
He's getting into it.
All
He's
right.
getting into it.
I don't know where this is going.
Soft jazz turns on. He starts taking off his clothes. Woman's titties are out. They get undressed. One of them gets on top. The other one is behind, straddling him. They start riding. Sex scene, different position. Sex scene, no dick, no penetration. All you see is titties and an old fucking man with a beard with two beauties, bro.
Right?
Right. right? Bro, scene goes on for a solid 5 minutes.
I fucking hate that shit.
Why?
So much.
Why do I have to watch a softcore porn?
Yeah, right.
It's a literal softcore porn. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I don't. And now I'm all bricked up.
Yes.
For you know, no reason.
Filming
son.
Those take hours. They're doing that for hours.
And it's this old ugly ass dude.
Right. Definitely smells.
That's what it is about it. It's
yeah.
the old guy.
Right.
These old men, because there's only old fucks that watch Westerns,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, no, 100%.
And they're over there like, yeah, this is me. If I were born 400 years ago,
right.
this would
those
be
were
me.
The days. Shut the fuck up.
Those were the days. Yeah. My great-great-great-grandfather was shooting fucking oars.
Jesus Christ.
You might want to censor that. That was kind of aggressive.
That was harsh.
But that's real, bro.
Yeah, dude, 100%.
I kill that knee.
Yeah, right.
I kill that knee. You know what I mean? And I
yeah.
fucked that. There was whore. She was 20, 22 when I fucked her in her sister. Yes, bro, and they're all fighting. They're 300 pounds
yeah.
of massive, unkept.
I think we may have
beard.
Talked about this before, but the perfect sex scenes in movies is okay, it's action. The guy, I don't know, he throws the girl against the wall and the door shuts. That's it. 10
That's
seconds.
It.
That's all you fucking
That's
need.
All you need.
That's all you need.
God damn it, bro.
And
I'm
then your mind
bro.
Fills in the blank.
That's all you need, bro.
When it's the soft core shit and it's like detailed
that.
And you know
I
it's fake.
Hate it.
All I think
Stop.
Of, these poor fucking women, dude. That's all I fucking
poor,
think of.
Oh, my God.
All I think of. And it, you're
oh
right.
My God.
Especially with an old white dude.
Why? Why? Bro, it's fulfilling a fantasy. That's what it
yeah.
is. It's a fantasy.
For the old
Westerns,
white
the Westerns, they're like filling the racial bias. Do
yeah.
you want to, this white man that he's killing, you could pretend he's black. You could pretend he's Asian.
Right.
These women he's fucking, you could pretend you're him.
Yeah.
Like, it's a fantasy. They're fulfilling a fantasy.
Yeah.
They're fulfilling a fantasy, bro.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. I think, I don't know. The only Westerns I've liked are Quentin Tarantino's Hateful Eight and Django Unchained. Those are, the
those
only
are good. Because they're not really Westerns, though.
They're, well, they're only
they
Westerns
have Western
with,
themes.
With the shooting in the yes, themes. That's it.
That's it.
All the rest is
they're
actual,
not real Westerns,
right,
bro.
Right, right.
Oh, my God. I hate.
Yeah.
Bro, just kiss the bitch, throw on the bed, close the door, done.
Right.
That we know you smash.
Yes, exactly.
And then you, and bro, the next scene, it's dumb. Like, maybe she has unkempt hair. Like, bro, we know you smashed.
Right.
That's it, bro.
But let the audience let the fill audience, that in. Don't bro, show us 5-10 minutes
don't
of
get
half
me
of your
bricked
naked
up.
Yeah.
Don't get my dick all hard. All right? Because yeah, now I got to do something with it.
Exactly.
And I'm with my family.
I know.
And now they're going to get upset.
Right.
Because I'm just going to whip it out.
It's it's so uncomfortable, too, because you're watching it for 5 minutes. And by the fourth minute, your mother looks over at you and she's like, you've been jerking off for 3 minutes now. Like, we got to.
Can you put that away? It's yeah, almost like, can you nut?
Exactly.
Already?
Can you get it over with? Like, yeah. It's fucking
disgusting,
stupid,
bro.
It's dumb.
It's really rude to my family. And yeah, I feel
to my family,
it's really rude, and they shouldn't put these scenes in these movies.
No,
listen, I mean, listen, man, I love getting bricked. I love hot women. I love it, but not a bro. There's a time and a place, man.
Not in a full film.
In a full fucking if yeah, your movie, if you got a don't fucking
or if you're gonna show porn, a sex scene like that, have it be a real sex scene. Have it, I want to see penetration.
I
want to
see
penetration.
I want to see ass.
You know what I mean? I want to see
ass,
a vagina and a dick going into it.
I want to see her bent over. I want to see you.
Exactly.
That's
face
what
just
I want to see. In it, bro. And I want you to come out. I want you to be chocolate on your
exactly,
nose. That's real porn.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
I didn't know you had brown lipstick. Oh, I didn't. But yeah. Exactly.
But now you do.
Yeah. Otherwise. Did you finish Squid Game?
No, I watched half of it.
You didn't, oh, you didn't finish it.
No, I like it. I didn't stop it because I got bored. I just... you know, it just got busy.
Yeah. And you know, again, when you watch those shows, if you don't watch it back to back, it's kind of hard to just pick back up again. Like, I don't know. So what about like any of the Marvel shit? You finish any of those?
I watched a little bit of What If. That's really it. I've been, dude, lately I've just been going out.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Any of restaurants, going out, putting myself out there.
You good?
Yeah, gassy, bro.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was bad.
You ate something this morning, last
no,
night?
No, just drinking the carbonated soda, carbonated sparkling water.
Yeah.
Seltzer, excuse me.
Yeah.
Sponsored this is
by,
the best show you get. Sponsored by Canada Dry.
Yeah.
Is your Canada dry? Okay. That's the slogan.
What's the Canada in that scenario? Your mouth?
Okay.
You slap my dick across your Canada.
Sorry. Is your Canada overly dry? Canada Dry. Drink it today.
You did like the side, like Canada Dry. like, yeah. Yeah. All right. You didn't finish Squid Game. Didn't do any of the Marvel. Like you didn't finish, what's it called? Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
No,
or any of those
I haven't watched
shits.
Any of that.
All
no,
right.
No.
Yeah.
I've been kind of like Loki. I've just been going out, bro. Putting myself out there, meeting
nice,
people.
Nice. Good for you.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. Literally, bro.
No, I've been, I've been watching hella shit, but I haven't really been in, I don't know. Like, nothing's gripped my attention recently. That movie last night was fire. Watch that fucking movie where Jake Gyllenhaal's a dispatcher on Netflix. Came out like a month or two ago, and I think it's called The Guilty. And, yeah, the whole movie is him being a dispatcher, and like every other dispatcher movie before, because I think there's been two or three before this.
There's a couple.
He's just answering calls, doing things. You get to hear it from that side, and then there's this one call where it's all extra, and the
where
woman's trying
changed,
exactly where the woman's trying not to let him know that she's called 911, and he's trying to help her through it, and that's the whole movie. That movie was ass, dude.
It was ass because it's been done before, and it was done better
50 times.
It's been done better.
I will.
There's
say,
this one a couple years ago where this it was a black woman that was working at a call center.
That one was good.
That one I watched.
That one was great.
You know which one I'm talking
I do,
about, right?
Yeah.
That
I,
one
it
was really
like
good.
Like
a little girl gets kidnapped or some shit like that.
Yeah,
and she's
the
like,
name was like Law.
No. Yeah, she's like, there's a paint can in the trunk. She's like, open up the paint can, throw it out the
exactly,
trunk, and
yes,
we'll follow the trail.
Right.
What was that movie? That movie was fucking.
I
want to
say it was.
Bro.
I thought it was Lockers or Lock something or Phone something. I don't remember.
It was
great movie.
It was a good movie.
So the one takeaway was like, okay, if you're bored as fuck and you want to throw something on to do something, yeah, it's not bad to have in the background. Mm. Jake Gyllenhaal's a good actor, but God, man, that movie was terrible. Yeah. So bad.
I feel like there's a lot of bad movies.
A lot
out right
of
now,
bad ones.
Like there's
man,
a lot of movies are like, oh, this in theory seems good, and it just doesn't play out.
Yeah.
Have you did I talk last time we potted? Did I talk about Zoe 101?
We did.
Oh, we did.
We did a little deep dive.
Okay,
on
good.
That. Yeah.
I was gonna go back on it.
Yeah.
Still not good.
Yeah, we don't have to.
Still inappropriate.
It's pedophile shit. Fucking yeah, straight weird up. As hell. Yeah.
Very strange.
Very strange.
Very strange. We'll leave it there, though.
I finally watched Dave Chappelle's Netflix special that everyone's been talking
what,
about.
What, the new one? Or yeah. Like the one that with the LGBTQ people in the car? That's the one?
The one that everyone's mad at. I think it's his newest one.
But that one came out years ago, though.
Okay.
I think so.
No, then he came out with a newer one this year. All right, that, yeah.
The one that I saw recently was the one where he was like, there are LGBTQ, they're in a car, and the Q does this, and the L does that.
No, yeah. That's
the older one.
Right, yeah.
I haven't seen the
this
new one.
This one's, I mean, he does, he has some pretty aggressive jokes, to say the least. But
he always has. That's his style, dude.
Dude, it's so annoying hearing everyone talk about it because, like, it blew the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, oh, this is the most hateful, horrible thing he's ever done.
And it's not.
And Netflix backed it up like, nah, like, if you listen to the special, he literally says, I'm going to say this. I don't mean anything I say. They're going to take it out of context and it's going to go viral. And yep. It's exactly what fucking happened. Yep. He's a fucking genius, dude.
He is a genius.
He's fucking so smart.
Dave Chappelle, he just operates on a different frequency, bro. He knows what jokes are going to rile people up. He knows what's going to happen. And the publicity is what – and he deserves it.
He does.
He's an amazing comedian. You know what I mean?
But here's the controversial part, right? Ready? Ready for this?
Hit me with it.
It's his worst special he's ever
made. It's not good?
He's the worst one he's ever made.
I believe you.
Yeah. There's 4 to 10 jokes in the entire special.
The one with the bird, I think it's like bird theory or some shit. Like that one's my favorite.
I can't remember the names off the top of my head.
Yeah,
but
there was a
bunch that I've loved so much from him. Even the serious ones when he's talking about like police shit. I don't know. He's had some serious shit that I've liked more than this. He was like kind of serious, kind of shitting on the crowd, talking about cancel culture. But this shouldn't have been a Netflix special. This should have just been him doing an interview on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know?
Think so?
Like it wasn't
all that.
It wasn't good.
I believe you. Yeah. I believe you. Hanging out with Joe Rogan too much. That being said, I used to like Joe Rogan a lot. I really am not a fan anymore.
I don't care for him anymore, you know?
And it really makes me sad to say that because I was a big Joe Rogan stan up until a couple months ago, but he's just like a moron right now.
Dune.
I haven't seen it.
It's on HBO Max. I think that's all it's on.
Yeah.
I don't want to say this preemptively, but I really need to get this out.
Mm-hmm.
That movie is going to be a classic in 10, 15 years.
Okay.
That movie's better than all of the Star Wars, all of the Lord
really?
Of the Rings. That movie might be the best movie I've seen in the past 10 years.
Well, have you read the book?
No.
The book is huge.
I've read like a summary of the book once because I didn't know what I was reading. I was like, this is kind of cool. And I thought it was like a video game.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is like a full fucking, like there's novels book. And shit. Like there's mad
shit. I don't think they're not. I think they're a couple books.
Oh, are they like full?
I think they're a couple. Yeah. There's like 3 or 4.
I don't know what the hell I was reading, but.
I actually have the audiobook. I haven't listened to it yet, but I have the audiobook.
I highly recommend it. Anyone who has HBO Max, please watch that fucking movie. That movie was so fucking good. Like
I heard – I didn't watch it, but I heard that it ends at a really weird place. Like it just sets up for the second movie.
Yes. Well, yes and no. I mean what you think is going to happen, the whole movie happens. So it's not really like
– okay.
Yeah. They pay it off, but they definitely like – there's so many things that need to happen still that are for the second movie. And, you know, Josh Brolin's in it. Zendaya, the girl from Spider-Man.
Yeah, she's
Zendaya.
Cool. I like her. I like her actor.
Jason Momoa's in it. So there's mad fucking big people in it. Again, amazing. Please watch it. Have you ever had a girl say this to you?
Momoa, these nuts.
And it's pissed me off so much because I've had – what'd you say?
No. What did you say? I didn't say anything.
I've had ex-girlfriends say this to me.
Mm.
Oh, you cheated on me in my dream last night,
mm-hmm.
and I'm fucking pissed. And they were actually upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
People listen up to me real quick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If your significant other dreams of you cheating on them, they are thinking of cheating on you or they do not trust you. Get the fuck out of it. It's not worth it.
That's a pretty... very aggressive blanket statement.
Very aggressive. But I have a lot of reason to say this, but what are your thoughts?
well, I
You don't have to agree with me. Just what are your thoughts on in general?
I mean, I'm close to this.
Okay.
I'm close to this. I've been there. I've been on both sides of this.
I have too.
I've been on both sides.
Yeah.
I'm going to be real with you. So with my ex, there was one night in particular where I had a dream, very detailed, very vivid. And I saw it was two males and a female. My ex cheated on me with three people, two guys and a girl. And I saw all the people and I saw all the lead up and I saw everything.
Jesus.
And man. I woke up tears. I woke up crying. And I didn't wake up like and got myself there. I woke up already tearing up and really upset. And I woke up and I was like, that was fucked up. Like, this is this person that I want. And I didn't trust her because she was already fucking grimy at that point.
Okay.
Which is the whole point to your thing. Either they don't trust you or they're thinking about cheating. I don't know about that first statement, but they don't trust you. I agree because I didn't trust her at the time, right? First thing I did was call her. I'm like, hey, like, how you doing? I'm like, I had this really fucked up dream. I shared it with her. I'm like, I know it's obviously just a dream. That was
oh no.
I didn't
you called her and
no,
told her about
I
it?
Didn't call her out. I just told her about it. I wasn't like blaming her. I just told her about the dream that I had. And I'm like, obviously it was just a dream and it wasn't really you, but I woke up really upset. And I'm not like I was upset at you. I was just like, I'm upset in general.
Right. Like it was a depressing dream.
And it was a fucked up dream to have.
Dream, exactly.
If I had a nightmare, I would have called her and done the same shit, right? Yeah. And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. That's so cute. Oh my God. I would never do something like that to you. Literally that exact same scenario happened. She cheated on me with two guys and a girl.
Oh shit. Yeah. Okay.
In that order. Two guy, girl.
God damn.
Yeah, it was fucked.
Got a little foresight in you there.
Yeah, yeah.
That was fucking.
Oh, I always have.
Yeah.
But I told you about it. We've definitely talked about this.
We have talked about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, so I've been there and I didn't trust her and it's just like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've had maybe three or four different scenarios of this happening. Mm. One of them that did happen to me, I was the person who did dream of that once, but it wasn't out of, this is going to sound so sad. It was out of me thinking I'm not good enough. Right.
Mm.
So I dreamt of this perfect giant human specimen that came over and swept her
with a hog jacked
probably most likely like took her away and picked her up and
swept her off
away.
Her feet
exactly and then fucked the shit out of her in front of me and I was fucking
that's rough bro.
I was really fucking upset that one. I was young as fuck. I was
did you freak out over that
13 or 14. I was upset but I didn't tell her.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say
you
anything
to yourself. Okay,
yeah, cool. I didn't even tell my friends. I was like, oh my God, like that never happens.
Yeah seriously.
And it came from like it was like self-esteem issues.
Yeah,
it was all
sure.
that shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a lot of like it's self-esteem,
right it was that. A lot of that shit built up. But that same girl cheated on me with like eight fucking guys, six of them were my friends. She had the same dream about me a couple months later.
Mm-hmm.
And she did tell me about it and she was really upset with me.
Yeah, that's
stupid. She literally like she had an argument and like, no, because you cheated on me with this girl and I know you've like spoken to this girl before. Like I know you're friends with this girl and you've spoken to her before and I've seen you hit her up. And even though they're just completely friendly, just like, hey, like, yo, like you got the answers for this homework thing. Like it was that type of conversations. Like, hey, like I'm going to fucking Romano's after school. You want to come with me and my boys? Like it was those types of shit. But she got so upset and she actually called out the girl. And she's like, I know you're trying to fuck my guy, like all that type of shit. And I literally told it to her. I was like, yo, this is all on you. This is in your fucking head.
Yeah, she created that scenario.
Yeah, and then she cheated on me.
I mean, yeah.
So, several
times. Self-esteem, lack of trust, anal. All
right, that's on anal. Let's get back into the, off the mic shit. Interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Okay, Hulu took down... some Always Sunny episodes, dude.
That was a while ago, though, right?
Oh, was it? I don't know. I just saw it recently.
Yeah. They took down a couple Always Sunny episodes because they say faggot.
Yeah, and they say the N-word pretty hard.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Yeah. The very first Always Sunny episode, the pilot episode, they say the N-word.
Yeah.
They took that one down. They took a bunch of others. They took the Christmas special one down because they were beating Santa and yelling, fuck you, Charlie bit his ear off.
Oh, but that was a great episode.
One of the funniest ones they've ever made. They took it down. I was like, all right.
I hate that shit. That really bothers me, dude.
Yeah, making me think a little differently about Hulu, to be honest, because, dude, they got movies of people getting raped on there.
Literally.
And that's okay.
Literally.
They got movies of slaves getting whipped. That's okay.
That's okay.
But yeah. But that shit ain't? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I don't know. That's...
All right, I'm going to get upset if I stay here. Because I hate that shit, bro. Yeah. Because the people do that shit a lot. And it's like, just leave the episodes up, man. It's like, it's intellectual property. But anyways.
It's creative content, too. It's like, yo, so you purchase this content from this group because of this content. Why would you censor it?
If I were the cast of Always Sunny or the producer, I'd be like, all right, take my shit off your platform.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm moving to Netflix. I'm moving to HBO. I'm moving to another platform that won't censor me.
Yeah.
That would be my negotiation. Be like, I'm literally moving.
McElhenney, is that his name?
Rob? Yeah,
Mac.
Yeah.
The creator, even though they all created it, but he's like the official.
He's a writer, creator, yeah.
He said that all the other platforms will barely pay them shit for Always Sunny. So FX pays them the most. Hulu's the only other one that'll keep it on there for a decent price. So
that's fucked up.
They don't want to, like, despite the fans, because they'll be like, all right, we're going to go to Peacock. No one has fucking Peacock.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No one
like,
has Peacock. Yeah.
So they're like, all right, we'll keep it up, but you guys are fucking pussies type of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
That's really fucked up.
Yeah.
Last night, all right, let me tell you. So last night, it's cold, first of all. I smoke a lot of weed in my car because it's cold. So usually I go in my car, smoke weed, or go back inside.
Wait, you mean just instead of going smoking inside?
Just in general. I don't smoke in my house. I smoke outside.
Okay.
Is my point.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Because I don't want
to
get my
I just wanted to get it clear.
Yeah. I guess I should have prefaced that. I only smoke outside. I don't smoke inside.
Okay.
So lately I've been smoking out my front door. So I'll like pack my bowl and just smoke right out my front door, go back, watch TV, whatever. Like at the end of the night, whatever. So last night I'm smoking on my front door and a car pulls into my driveway in a spot that only my landlord parks in. Only. And it's like 7 p.m.
Oh boy.
And I'm like, fuck. So I put out the bowl, put it in my box, and I'm like, okay, she's probably here for something else. She's not here for me. Comes up to my door, knock, 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 hard as fuck. It's the landlady. I'm like, fuck, high as shit. I just smoked.
No.
And I smoked out my front door, so my apartment, like, it goes in.
Yeah.
Like, my apartment kind of smells like weed, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, shit. So I'm like, give me a minute. I fucking put my weed in my room, spray the air freshener. I'm like, paranoid, bro, because I'm she's here to fuck me up. Like,
God,
bro. I open the door. I'm like, hey, how can I help you? She goes, hey, I'm here to turn off the heat. Walks inside. So this is the thermostat. Doesn't say a word, bro.
What?
Doesn't say anything, bro.
Oh, I thought she was going to call you out.
No, bro. She didn't say a shit, bro.
Damn.
She didn't say shit. And I was fucking freaking out.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, get my PTSD like back to when my mom used to do that shit.
Yeah.
Because I used to get high. My mom used to freak out. You know what I mean?
Right.
Bro, and she's like walking through my apartment, checking all the windows, checking the thermostat. High as fuck, I'm sitting there. And she's like, okay, I'll see you later. And she left. I was like, thank God. Because she, like, it's a clause and everything. If I get caught smoking, I'm not. I lose my security deposit. It's not good.
Okay, shit. Jesus.
So,
all right, yeah.
I got a little jump scare there. But
yeah.
Like,
that's nice, though. She didn't fucking call you out or anything, you know?
Shit,
that's weird.
Bro.
That's dope.
That shit ever happened to you? Something like that? Maybe not in this apartment, right? People here don't give a shit.
When I was 14.
When you're younger. That shit happens when you're younger, bro.
And I was at my parents' house.
Bro, I got another story, but when you're done.
I got a few different ones, to be honest. So I'll tell one. So one time, I don't know if I've told this already. Have I told the story when I smoked salvia?
No.
Okay.
No.
Me, my boy Jake, and my buddy Connor, who came here once. The dude who lives in Roxbury. Or not Roxbury.
The tall guy?
Yeah, the tall ass dude. Yeah,
I remember him. He was cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Salvia, huh?
They came over one night and I was like 14. My parents were home and everything. And at this point, we've already been smoking. We even drink a little at that age. And
yeah, right.
We're in my bedroom and everyone in my family's home. They're all downstairs. Some of them are upstairs. And my brother got a salvia.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little bit of weed as well.
Mm-hmm,
so I've never smoked salvia before this.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think any of us did. We all wanted to try it. So
right.
Pretty much like it was like around 10 or 11 p.m. late now, and we've already smoked bud a few times at this point, but we go to smoke the salvia, and we smoke it, and I instantaneously started tripping balls.
It's like that, though, from what I hear.
Instantaneously.
That's what I hear. Yeah.
So I didn't really, like, feel anything, though. I was just kind of looking around. I was like, my room is – so I had red walls. Mm-hmm. I painted my whole room red.
I had a red room when I was growing up, too.
Yeah, favorite
color. At the same age.
Love it. Mm-hmm. So I was just sitting there, and I was like, wow, this red is really bright, very vibrant. I was just playing some video games, having the fucking time of my life.
Yep, yep.
What I think is 4 hours is about 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
So I played like 5 games in a span of 20 minutes. And yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Did I just like quit all those games? Like what happened? Like
facts.
So I look back.
Been there, done that, bro. Straight up.
And I'm just kind of chilling and I'm looking at my computer and I'm just kind of staring at it. And I think I might have watched a video. I don't know. I look back at my phone or back at the clock and now 3 hours have passed.
Oh.
So it went from just thinking it was a ton of time to 20 minutes to then 5 minutes being 3 hours. I turn around because I didn't hear anyone talk. Jake's asleep. Connor's asleep. They're just fucking scattered in my room in different spots. And I was like,
You're just by yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Connor's fucking like wakes up a little bit. He's just like chilling there because I don't think he really smoked that much. And I was just sitting there staring at the wall. He's like, dude, you're not looking at your computer. You're looking at your wall. And I was like, what? So I'm just staring at the wall.
Yeah.
And then my dad, so it's like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
My dad opens the door and he's like, hey, your TV's blasting. The lights are on. What are you guys doing? And I didn't say anything to him.
Yeah.
I just stared at the wall. Not said a word. Yeah. I didn't say a single word.
Hilarious.
And Connor just goes, we'll turn it down. Just like all like zoned out. Yeah, and he's like, okay. And stood there for an extra second and then just closed the door like slowly. Probably thought like, these kids are fucking high.
Dude.
Like, these kids are fucked up.
Oh my God, dude.
Only thing I remember from that is thinking my walls were like crying. It looked like there were tears going down my walls.
I feel like a bunch of us has stories like that from when we were kids.
Yeah.
I've done some dumb shit too.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah, it was weird.
That's
but
really funny. He was like, fun. Dude, your TV is fucking blaring. Yeah. It's so loud.
And I didn't know anything was going on.
And like, you're just like, that,
yeah, right. I was probably just like fucking like.
You're literally like, you're a hot dog, right?
Yeah. Just staring. That's just what the weed commercials where they're doing that sunk into the couch. It was salvia.
That's salvia. That's salvia. Weed doesn't do that. Weed will get you like, fuck, let's make some art.
Right. Yeah.
Fucking. So, all right, my mom was really strict growing up. She is really strict, but growing up, she was especially strict. I used to sell weed. I told you this, right?
Yeah.
I used to sell weed.
Yeah.
Same. Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Right. This was a long time ago, but I had a little operation where I'm gonna oust myself right now. I had a little operation where I would buy weed in a massive amount, and I'd give it to a couple friends of mine that went to various colleges. And they would sell the weed.
Okay.
And they'd sell the weed and I'd give them the dime bags and the jars. Yep.
Yeah.
And for the first couple of times, I packaged all the dime bags, but then I just left them in the jar and let them package it. And then, you know, they come back, give me the money. I give them their cut. I take my cut. Whatever. It was a pretty good operation for a while. Right, I felt like kind of like a kingpin for a while.
I was actually kind of on like the bottom level of one of those operations.
Really?
I was one of the front runners. Yeah.
Oh, bro, I got so many. This,
I don't know if we can get deep into this.
This thing has so many layers I can get into. All right, can we? I'm going to hit you with a couple.
Break it down.
Okay. So first of all, I wanted to start selling weed. I didn't know where to start. So I'm like, fuck it, let's buy the weed. I got a bunch of friends I trust. Let's buy the weed first and take it from there. So I wanted to buy 2 ounces of weed at first, like $400. All right. So I brought $400 with me. I meet the guy. My friend set it up. It's some real gangster-ass dude that lives in Lawrence. Like a real gangster dude.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I pull up and I go, all right, I'll take the bud. He hands me a massive bag of weed.
Okay.
Vacuum sealed, massive, bro.
Yeah, right.
Not
right.
2 ounces.
Yeah. Like five.
Like, bro, like $1,000 in weed, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go, bro, this is way more weed than I wanted, bro. Like, I want half this. He's like, dog, I bought that shit. And I'm going to sell it to you, and that's $600 now. And he's like, that's the lowest I'm going to go, and you're going to buy it for me because I am not walking home with this much weed.
Jesus.
He's like, he was mad aggressive, like, I bought this weed for you. You're buying it all. I don't give a shit.
Did you have an extra $200?
I dropped them off. I went to the bank, bro.
Okay. Jesus.
Because I'm like, I was scared as fuck.
Oh, I would
bro.
Be too.
I had my boys in the back and he was in the front. I had two of my boys in the back. So like that's why he didn't like get really aggressive with me. But he was like, you're buying this fucking weed. I don't care.
He's
like, because there was like a miscommunication, I guess. Not on my end, on my friend's end. Like he told him I needed way more weed than I did. He's like, you're buying it. I don't give a fuck. All right. So whatever. So I got the cash. I gave it to him. Shady as fuck, bro. So whatever. I deal the weed. Give it to my friends. They give me the money. I give them more weed. I take the money. Whatever. It was a good operation for a couple weeks. So I had my friend had a bunch of weed left over. And I think she was like going on vacation. She couldn't take it with her. So I met her out front. She gave me her leftover weed, gave me the money. I gave her her cut. I go back. It was like 7 in the morning, right? It was Saturday morning, 7 in the morning.
Nice and early.
And she pulls up to my house, right? So I do this all in the front driveway. Boop, boop, boop. I have my backpack. I go back to my car, throw it in my car, go in my room. I just made a transaction. I just made a couple $100, bro. Right? Like, I'm chilling, bro.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'm feeling good. I got mad weed. I got mad money. I go back to bed. And it's just one of those days I like to lay on the ground. So I get my blanket, I get my pillow, I lay on the ground, and I just there on the hardwood just sleeping, bro, right?
Okay.
My mom comes into my room with the empty jar of weed and throws it at me. She goes, that's why you're fucking en drogao. You're all drugged up like a fucking junkie. She's calling me out. She's like, that's why you're sleeping on the floor. You're all drugged up. You're all junkied out, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Bro, she started she flushed all my weed down the toilet,
She flushed
all my weed down the toilet, bro. I'm like, where's the weed at least? Because the jar is empty. She goes, in the trash, in the toilet. I flushed it. I'm like, mom, please don't tell me you did
that,
bro.
Feel like
you
didn't actually do that.
I was more mad about the weed.
I would have been doing
it. I was like, mom, you didn't actually do that. She goes, yes, I did that.
Yeah.
I was like, dog, there goes all my profits, bro.
Yeah, 100%.
All my profits are gone.
Have you ever been in the scenario where you had to pay someone back and the product was flushed or discarded?
No, because at that point I was just supplying myself.
Okay.
So I just lost it off the top. Like I didn't have to pay anyone back.
Okay.
Thankfully. But fucking religious Spanish moms, bro. Yeah. She fucking – and she was convinced for weeks that I was like a junkie.
Yeah. Just because of weed, too.
Just because of weed.
Yeah, no, my
she, like, I would wake up late. She'd be like, oh, you come out of your cave because you're doing a bunch of drugs, right?
Right.
Hungover?
Yeah.
I'll be tired. You hungover? For weeks, bro. You hungover? No. I woke up an hour ago. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Now we have a great relationship.
It's crazy how much parents fucking, I guess that generation, they thought weed was like the final level, dude.
Crack.
Like if they're smoking weed, they got a needle in the arm.
They're doing heroin.
Right?
Bro.
It's like, whoa, like this is the lightest step. Like, yeah.
It's like, it's even easier than alcohol in some cases, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on who you talk to.
Right.
It's fucking lighter than alcohol.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, dude, it was crazy because like I remember the back in the day, dude, when I'd have like $400 or $500 and I was only working like, cause when you're that young, you can't work full time until you turn a certain age. I think it was 16 or 18 in New Hampshire. Right, I don't remember what it was, but I was like 14 working a Market Basket, working 2-3 days a week. And I'd have like $500 or $600 extra a week.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was like,
why do you have so much money?
Something else is going on here type of thing. And, very similar situation happened. I can't get much into it, but I was selling something and it was not weed.
Okay, fair.
And she flushed it and I had to pay – me and my brother had to pay some people back that were scary people.
Yeah. Those people are scary.
Yeah. Let's get off this.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot, bro. All
right. We'll do some quick shit. We'll wrap up. That sound good?
Yeah, let's do it. All
right. Skeletal remains and children bodies were found in a house in Houston. There were literally like four children's bodies found in a house.
Why did you laugh while you were saying that? I just want to – that's what I'm confused about. Like I got the sense, but you're like skeletal remains and children.
I'm not going to lie, dude. That was my first reaction when I read it, too.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
I don't know, man.
What the fuck, dude?
I got something – some wiring
that's up tragic, there.
Some
bro.
Wiring up there is really fucked up.
I think I read that story. It was like the kids were taking care of themselves.
Exactly,
and like,
yeah.
Like it was four brothers.
Yeah.
And no.
I think it was
two brothers, two friends,
and there was a fifth dead body in there that they could not determine when I read the story.
No, I thought the dead body was one of the brothers that the two friends they tried to like sexually abuse a girl or something. Was it a girl?
Oh, I don't. These were pretty young kids.
Yeah. Well, 14, like 12, 13, 14. They were like in that age, if I recall.
Yeah, that might be. That might be right. I was thinking around 10 to 13, but
there were like a couple different stories like this I was reading about lately.
Okay, yeah.
And none of them funny or humorous. I don't know how you.
Well, I don't. For some reason, and again,
children's bodies.
I'm really fucking sick in the head.
Yeah,
and that was.
Oh, for real?
A very big point to me where I was like, huh. Well, that's dark, but I wrote it down. Disney and Pixar making Buzz Lightyear movie. Fucking so stupid, dude. It's like a legit movie. Like, it's animated.
It looks cool, but it's just, who cares? So, it's 20 years too late.
One thing I thought was like, okay, so Tim Allen's the voice. It's Buzz Lightyear. It has to be Tim Allen. Mm-hmm. It's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds. He's
Captain America.
Oh.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Yeah, he's Buzz Lightyear.
Chris Pratt.
I was like, okay, this is stupid. That raining while in a tent, does rain go inside the tent?
No.
So there's like a floor to it, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Have you never been in a tent before?
No.
Yeah, a tent, I mean, you can have like a tarp on a fucking sticks and with a dirt floor. That's, technically a tent.
Yeah.
But a real tent will have, it's rainproof.
Yeah.
So I'll have rainproof zippers.
I'd hope so.
They have like mesh on the sides, but you can zip up the mesh and close it up. Word. So if it's raining. Yeah, have you never been camping?
Nope.
Yeah, camping's a lot of fun, man.
No. Yeah.
A lot of fun.
I've never been camping. I'll just leave it there.
It's like camping. It's fucking intense.
Yeah. You see Ethan Klein's haunted house bit?
It's really funny.
Good. Great shit. I love
really
how he
really funny, bro.
First words are like, yeah, we're all taking this very seriously, and they're all in Ghostbuster uniforms.
Yeah, inflatable Ghostbusters. Like, yeah, like the air ones. And yeah. It's so funny.
One of the reasons I wanted to bring this up is that Ethan Klein, dude.
Uh-huh. He's killing it right now.
I didn't really get what you were saying when you were like, nah, dude, if they hit me up tomorrow and said to come through, I'd fucking go there. I'd quit my job.
I'd drop everything and go.
Dude, he's really fucking talented. He could be an actor. He's a great producer. He's a great creator. Like,
I agree. He's super creative. Yep.
Kind of taken him for granted, to be honest. I've listened to more shit recently and he's extremely talented.
He's really fucking funny. Yeah. I love Ethan Klein. I like him because he's not politically, accurate about anything. Like, he's just he's actually a moron about everything.
But I like that. He'll say his opinion and just won't back it up with anything.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
Yeah. He'll just drop it.
Just like, yeah, I think this is fucking stupid. That guy's retarded. So, what do you want to talk about next?
And then
I was like, eh.
Yeah, they've been adding a lot of people to their cast.
Yes.
Like, now it's an actual crew.
Right. And I noticed this a bunch now.
And, bro, I seriously, man.
Yeah.
That looks like a lot of fun.
See,
I would love
one.
To be in his shoes.
Do you think girls know guy porn
Listen,
stars?
Listen, girls. Like
guys know girl porn
girls
stars?
Girls watch more porn than guys.
You know how guys just rattle off names and shit? We can just name, like, 10 female porn stars. Never hear girls doing that.
Yeah, but, like, they don't want to show up. I definitely have.
I asked Haley about this, and she said no. She doesn't know a single guy's porn star name. And I was like, you're lying.
She's fucking lying.
Yeah,
bro.
But she seemed pretty. She's like, I barely watch porn. I'm like, whatever.
Listen, man, girls watch just as much, if not more, porn than guys.
I think
that's obviously
more.
Case to case, obviously individual. But, bro, like, girls, they watch just as much porn.
Yeah.
They just don't admit it. I don't know why.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought about it the other day. I was like, I always constantly hear. I listen to female podcasts too. I love Trash Tuesday. I tried listening to that Big Daddy podcast. That shit's terrible. I don't know how the fuck people like that. But even on Trash Tuesday, they were saying shit like that. They're like, oh yeah, they know there's one name. I feel like you've said his name before. He's very popular.
The guy?
James Dean. That's a porn star guy, right? Am I thinking of something else?
I have no idea.
You didn't say that name before?
No.
Oh, I thought I heard someone say
that. There's like the ball guy. What's his name? That's like the only guy porn star. No. No, there's Owen Gray. I know him. He's a guy with a black arm.
Owen Gray.
His arm. Yeah, dude. He's like a white guy, super skinny, and he has a tattoo on his arm, all black. And there's no detail to it. It's just straight black.
Ooh. I'm not a fan.
It actually looks really fucking good on
I'd
him.
I'd have to see it, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I only know about him because Bert Kreischer did like a whole thing on him. And there's the big bald one, Johnny Sins.
Johnny Sins, that's that
the
name.
One.
I know
that's
that
the
name.
One, Johnny
yep.
Sins.
Okay.
Other than those two, I don't really know any.
Yeah, no, I don't think I do either. But I thought it would be the exact same but girls probably talk about it a lot, but I never ever hear a fucking girl saying it.
In all reality, porn stars, I mean,
broken.
I don't know. I just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Who really talks about porn stars that much anymore?
I'd say no one really. It's really just
amateur porn is like really in right now.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a good point though, because I'm more into amateur
me
shit.
Me too. I like that more of a homemade shit.
I'd rather see that shit. Yeah.
Not really vanilla, but that homemade shit.
Yeah. As a single man, can you be a home wrecker unknowingly? So say you're single, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are you still single?
Yeah.
Okay.
No good. Thanks for reminding me.
Girl hits you up.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. And she's like, yo, you're kicking it. You fucking chill. She's really cool. You're talking for a little bit. About 3 or 4 weeks in, you go out, you fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Next day you find out she has a husband
mm-hmm.
and you just fucked up their marriage.
Mm-hmm. You didn't fuck up their marriage.
Can you be the homewrecker in that
scenario? She fucked up their marriage.
That's what I think.
But I mean, that's not necessarily a girl guy thing. That's just like an in general thing.
So
like,
I should say a single person. Can you be a homewrecker unknowingly?
No. If you don't think if you don't know it, you're not the homewrecker.
I agree.
If you're aware of it and you still go, that's a homewrecker.
Okay.
A homewrecker, and more often than not, I really like, it's really, in my experience, it's really rare to get someone that cheats and like all the parties know. It's usually like the other person doesn't know.
Yeah. No, that's
90%, they just keep it secret. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right. Could you be a homewrecker knowingly?
You know, the past me would have said no, but in all reality, bro, I would cut the shit out of some dude. Fuck yeah. Especially if some guy I didn't like. Nice. Definitely.
No, nice. Okay.
100%.
I don't know if I could, to be honest.
I mean, if I could separate properly and if I set it up the right way, if all the stars aligned and I could, I potentially could do it.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Well, that's a good point, actually.
You know?
Like if it was like a preset, all the stars aligned, it was almost planned out. I don't like using that term, but
right.
It was almost like, yeah, no, I guess maybe I could.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems dark.
Mega, but I mean, yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of these are dramatic. We don't have to do a lot of this. What was a lot of things I wanted to ask you? Okay. We can finish off with this.
All right, hit me with it.
Do you think, say, I don't know, what's a drop dead, beautiful, fucking top tier women that I guess celebrity or somewhat celebrity that you would want to be with that you think you could get with if you had a conversation with them?
Okay. Good question, man. I'm going to be real with you. I think if I had a conversation with a couple, I think I can get with a couple because they're just people at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I really do think I could not get with like just fuck, but just like connect emotionally.
Yeah, I guess connect with.
Right? I don't know if there's like, if I have a really a name for a girl. Yeah. I don't know. That's a kind of a tough question to ask.
What about, okay, what about like a celebrity that you would want to be with? And I'll just put it on celebrities at this point. Say like.
Know. Like hot celebrity. Like I think Emma Stone is hot.
Okay.
I think,
what would you say to Emma Stone? I'm Emma Stone. Oh, hey. What's your name? What would you say?
Fuck. Something like that. Yeah, yeah.
That's all that would come out?
Yeah, and she'd be like, shit.
Emma Stone would be hard for me.
I don't know. I think she's hot. I that's not really something I think about. Like, I don't really have celebrity crushes.
Yeah. That's actually a good point. I don't really think – when I was a kid, that probably would have been a much harder hitting – theory for me. I probably would have been like, oh shit,
yeah, like oh I got so many, but now like as an adult, like, but let me be real with you, let me give you like a much better comparison. I think I can, I don't think there's any girl that's out of my league, you know, and I think I'm a man with very limited physical attraction, like my physical attraction. I'm not like 6'7" jacked, chiseled jawline, great set of hair, you know, hog and a half. Like, I'm not that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I also feel like I can and I have talked to women that I would have historically thought way out of my league, like dime shells, 10 out of 10. And they've been like into me big time.
Oh, good, you know, point. What
I
mean? Okay.
It's like I can impress anybody, I think. If I had a conversation with most people, I could connect with most people. How much I'm going to connect with them and how much I actually like them is really debatable, but I feel like I could probably get with anybody.
Yeah.
You know? I think you could probably pick out the hottest girl at any event, and in the right scenario I could probably get with her.
You took a really interesting take on that. I don't, yeah. I'm kind of like, I'm in the boat where I'm comfortable and confident in myself no matter who the fuck I'm talking to.
100%, you know what I mean? Bro. Same here.
Be the fucking president. I don't give a shit who you are. Like, I'll be the same person. But I've always been under the idea like that most girls are way out of my league.
How I grew up.
I feel like I'm kind of in that position now, but the way you just broke it down, all of my girlfriends have been way out of my league.
Or,
and I've gotten with them.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's a lot less difficult, and maybe this is a weird way of putting it, but if you're a guy, getting a girl that's physically more attractive than you is easier than the other way around. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if you're an unattractive girl, it's a little more difficult to get a dime shell hot guy. If only because guys are a little more superficial than women generally.
Yes.
Generally.
I like that. So that's a great point because I feel like I'm kind of on that boat. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's so hard to judge, but looks wise, I would imagine I'm around the 5 to 6 out of 10 level.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to. I get them in with everything else.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they're attracted to.
Exactly.
Looks,
they're attracted to the intelligence. They're attracted. And in my opinion, I actually had this kind of funny moment. I went to go buy clothes for the funeral earlier this week. I went to Kohl's. There's a really, really pretty girl checking me out at Kohl's. Really, really hot. And I was just having a conversation with her. And I said, I used like a vocabulary word that, you know, it's not something you use normally. I think I use like ambivalent.
Right.
And she was, bro, right away, like I saw her face lit up and she was like immediately way more into the conversation than before. I'm like, that's all it took.
Yeah.
She was like touching her hair and all that stuff.
A lot of times that is all it takes.
And I was just
like, that's fucking.
And I didn't grab her number or anything, but I was talking to my female coworker and I told her that the situation and she goes, she was totally into you. You didn't grab her number. I'm like, no. She's like, you got her with that, using that one word. And that girl was really into intelligence and it turned her on. So I don't know. There's definitely truth to what I said, I think.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really see like a Dwayne Johnson hanging around with Ugly Betty for the most part.
Good point.
And that, I don't mean that. And I don't mean that personally. Like, I don't feel that way. I would marry someone that people would consider ugly if I really loved her.
I was going to say, it's the same thing with me. I think you're the same way. I will be more attracted to a girl's personality than if she's you know what I mean? She's a 1 out of 10 and she's cool as fuck. I'll fucking love that girl.
Yeah, straight up.
You know
up.
What I mean?
Like, me too.
It don't really matter. But
me too.
Obviously, the initial – yeah, we've talked about this
before. Yeah, we've talked. Yeah. But that's more like just you and me though.
I think.
Most guys really – most guys would – like there's a threshold where they just stop looking at that girl.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she's below that. I'm all set.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just – she's not on the table for me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm the same way too though. To be real with you, like to an extent, like
well, it depends, you gotta
do something to get me interested.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
If you're just like unattractive, and I don't mean that rudely, but if you're just unattractive and you're not, you know, bringing anything to the table, you're not funny, you're not intelligent, you're not quirky, you're not any of those things.
You're just boring.
You're just boring. Then I'm not paying attention to you.
Right.
You don't exist in my mind.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm there with you on that.
And maybe that's fucked up. And that person just becomes not a suitable candidate. And I don't consider them that.
Point, so. No, I agree. So. All right. Last two things. Ready? One. Papa.
And then I nutted. Huh?
Papa.
Papa? Oh, you don't know. Fuck.
Is it gone?
She's gone.
Ah, Papa, you found an owner?
I found her owner. I forgot. I completely forgot about Papa's.
Yeah, and I got another one,
so,
too.
So, all right, let me actually give a little, because I don't know if anybody listened to the last one. So
well, hold on, right before you do, because this is going to be wicked fast.
Go, go, go.
I went out with that girl.
Okay, how'd that go? Really well?
I told you they were gamers, right?
Yeah.
Her, three other of her friends.
Yeah.
Hardcore fucking gamers.
That's
dope. They were literally the entire time talking about Discord servers.
They? Like you hung out with all of them?
All three of them.
Bro, hook me up. What's going on? Nah.
I'll talk off mic. We'll talk off mic.
Okay. I'm joking.
It's a weird scenario at the moment, but yeah, they were hardcore and they are hardcore. Like they're talking about raid times. They talk about how they stay up until like 1 every night and then get up and go to work just like gaming.
That's hilarious, bro. Fuck.
I was like, bro.
That's hilarious.
This is wild.
That's not something you see very often.
Not often. So, no. Okay. All right. Papa.
That's really cool.
Papa.
I almost don't even want to go back to the
game. Like, I don't even care now.
That's fucking awesome. I hope that works out for you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so I found a cat. A little quick little preface. I found a cat.
Right.
She walked up to my door. She was with me for about a week and a half. I really liked the cat. She was very affectionate, and she slept with me and laid with me and cuddled with me, and she was a very great cat. Last Saturday, I took her to the vet, which was a part of why we couldn't do it, mm-hmm. this podcast, because I had so much shit going on last week. But I took her to the Humane Society. They scanned her for a microchip. Kind of funny story. And she goes, so this cat has a microchip. Her name is Chloe. Her real name is Chloe. And she has an owner. So we're going to call the owner. But if the owner doesn't want the cat, do you want us to call you back and give you the cat? Like, do you want an opportunity? I said, absolutely. If the owner doesn't want them, please let me know, because I'll take the cat back.
Right. All right? Yeah.
Because that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So this girl, she's younger, probably in her teens, late teens, goes up to like higher up. Like, she seemed like the director, or the one in charge of the entire facility. She was like really busy walking around and shit. She goes, hey, this guy found a cat, had her for a week, brought her in. She has a microchip, has owners, but he wants to keep the cat. What should we do? The owner looks at me and goes, you want the cat? Keep the cat. It's your cat. Don't worry about it. She goes, you want the cat? It's your fucking cat. That's fine. She goes, if he wants the cat, he can keep her. I don't care. That's fine with me. She goes, that's cool. Just wrap him. Get it. That's okay. She just waved me off with her. She said, that's fine.
Really?
She goes, don't worry about it. He wants a cat. He can keep the cat. Keep her. Take her. I don't care. Go.
Okay.
And I stop them and I go, no, please call the owners.
Yeah. Whoa.
please don't do that.
What the hell?
Please call the owners. And they were like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, please. And they're like, okay, if that's what you want. I'm like, no, motherfucker, that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Call the original owners. If the owners don't want the cat, then I'll take her. But other than that, no, please call the owners. And I was actually talking to these mother and daughter. Like, they were picking up. They were like adopting a dog. They like loved my cat. They were like chatting me up because she was such a cutie. And then they saw that whole interaction. And then they looked at me and I was like, I cannot believe they just offered me that cat. But we're just going to leave it there. And they go, that was crazy.
Yeah, right.
I cannot believe I just saw that happen.
Oh my God, dude.
They're just like, you want the fucking cat? Keep the cat. I don't care.
That's wild. How many fucking pets do you think they've just given to random people?
That was
scenario?
Not the first time.
Like,
I can
Jesus.
Tell you that. She was way too comfortable doing that.
That's kind of fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Should we put this place on blast?
No.
Okay.
No, let's not do
that. All right.
Because people on the internet are fucking crazy.
I know. They'll attack them. I mean, not that anyone listens to this, but
100%.
They'll attack them. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to wrap up with? I've been reading a lot. I've been playing piano. I'm in a lot of shit. But
I've been writing a lot of poetry.
Good.
I've been a lot of discipline. I'm still keeping up, just like.
Same.
If I get lazy, I'm like, nope, just have a little bit more discipline. I'll do the shit that I want to be lazy about.
I've read 2 books the past month.
That's awesome.
2 fucking books.
Good for you, brother.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Fucking loving it.
No, I'm just writing a lot of poetry, bro.
Good.
That's really where I'm at.
You write to that song at all, that beat?
Like, bits and pieces, bro.
I haven't even listened to it.
I nothing concrete. I got ideas, but nothing concrete.
All right. Thank you, Ruben, for coming by.
Yeah.
Thank you, listeners. Thank you, viewers. I did have like 50 fucking IG videos, but I don't. We're just gonna run out of time.
We'll do them
week.
Next week.
Yeah,
that'll be good. Well, next week will be nice and light.
Right, we're at an hour 40 anyways, so we're good time.
We're good.
So.
Yeah.
Might have to chop up some of that.
Dr. Drew bit.
That Dr. Drew bit.
Cut out all
I love.
Of
we
that.
Went passionate at each other. That was aggressive and fucking.
No, it was respectful. Respectful
of course, though. Respectably aggressive.
Yeah.
I mean, but it was just serious. You know,
no.
It was all fucking.
Yeah.
I know. Should I cut that out? It was a good 6-7 minutes.
I don't know. I don't know if it was good.
Yeah. Well, Evangeline likes that shit. I don't know.
Then there you go. if the one that you enjoy, then that's
fine. Yeah. Right. All right. 603-922-4074. Email brutalview@gmail.com. Love you guys.
Tune in next week. Brutal fucking view.
Happy Wednesday.